It's Ember Wednesday in the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From the Church's Year of Grace by Pius Parsh. Another step forward in our Christmas preparation. The season began with "The King is coming," continued as "Jerusalem prepares herself," while now "He stands in your midst." Today, the liturgy shows us our King in human form, clothed with the mean trappings of human nature. The text for the Ember Day Masses is largely culled from the Old Testament. The observance of the Ember Days, a most venerable feature of the liturgical calendar, dates back to early Roman antiquity. They are older than Advent. Pope Leo I, who died in 460, has left us a series of beautiful sermons for these days. Originally, the Ember Days were an occasion of thanksgiving for the three great harvests of wheat, grapes, and olives, all very meaningful nature symbols employed by the liturgy. In the offertory procession, the faithful brought tithes of the harvest to be used for the offering then and there, for the support of the church and for the poor. These days also stress spiritual renewal. In the bustle of business and work, we too easily forget our future status. Therefore, during these four times of the year, we should concentrate on God and scrutinize our spiritual condition. Lent is our annual retreat, while the Ember Days serve as quarterly checkups. A grave and earnest mood comes over Mother Church, but there are no tears or mourning. Fasting is not so much an expression of penitence and sorrow as a joyful tithe to the Lord, and an incentive to almsgiving. The Ember Days have the special honor of being ordination days, especially on Saturday. In Rome, Ember Saturday in December was the principal occasion for conferring holy orders. Pray for good priests this week. As time passed, the Ember Days were assigned specific dates four times in the Church's calendar, giving each of the Ember weeks a distinctive seasonal color. The December Ember Days, highly oriented toward Christmas, manifest a pronounced Advent character, more so than the ordinary weekdays. These Ember Days and the O Antiphons, which begin today, constitute our last major efforts in the work of preparing for the Savior's coming. Ember Wednesday of Advent in the traditional Latin Mass is distinguished above all by its intimate connection to the mystery of the Incarnation, a connection so strong that the day acquired in the Middle Ages the venerable title Missa Aurea, the Golden Mass. This name points not just to ceremonial splendor, but the exceptional concentration of salvific meaning in its texts. On this day, before the Church has reached Christmas, she contemplates the moment when the Word takes flesh in the womb of the Virgin. The ancient Roman station Santa Maria Maggiore underscores the Marian connection. The Mass is structured with multiple readings, reflecting an older Roman vigil form, and patiently unfolds the promises of Isaiah toward their fulfillment. The proclamation of the Gospel of the Annunciation gives the Mass its distinctive character. Here the Church lingers over Mary's fiat, recognizing it as the hidden hinge of history. For medieval liturgists, this gospel made Ember Wednesday a kind of anticipatory Christmas in which the Incarnation is not yet manifested but already fully real. Hence the Mass was called golden, precious above all others for its doctrinal and contemplative riches. Today, Ember Wednesday also coincides with the beginning of the great O Antiphons at Vespers. These ancient invocations give voice to Israel's final concentrated longing for the Messiah. The solemn O resonates with the gospel of the day, the word long awaited has already entered the world in silence. Thus the Missa Aurea today and the O Antiphons coinciding together form a single liturgical threshold where Advent expectation reaches its most intense and luminous expression.